You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, I did an interview with Margaret Mutu discussing te reo Māori and language translation. We discussed how true meaning of language is based on the shared understandings of the culture from which it's developed.
Every language in the world has been developed in order to articulate the values, the worldviews, and the way things are done in a particular culture.
Therefore, if you are speaking a language which is not your native language, you need to also learn the shared understanding which underlines it. In not doing so, you are missing the correct interpretation and meaning. Now, we often see in New Zealand te reo Māori and Māori concepts being understood through a Pākehā viewpoint. I was most recently confronted with this while listening to RNZ's Media Watch last week, where Don Brash was featured speaking on the haka. While I despise giving people who do not have authority on a topic a platform to speak on them, I wanted to use this as an exemplary breakdown of how language and concepts can be misinterpreted interculturally.
I'm not sure that the haka is a good representation of who we are. And if it is, it worries me, because it is basically a war dance. And violence, particularly domestic violence, is one of our major headaches in New Zealand. The haka, to me, seems to glorify it. And that, I think the haka is a war dance. It implies we're going to slaughter our opponents on the rugby field. We often draw a finger across our throat to emphasise the point.
My issues with this discourse. The first is how it aligns the haka with domestic violence. As he says, the haka glorifies violence. He fails to connect the glorification of violence with the violent contact sport which our country so loves, and the haka commences, however. There is an ongoing narrative here with colonial origins and reinforced by the neoliberal agenda of individualism. It places blame on communities or individuals instead of addressing poor outcomes as social issues which could be addressed politically. In my opinion, it's a way of saying I don't give a shit about these people or fixing this problem without having to make myself feel bad about saying that. My second issue is Don Brash's interpretation of the haka as a war dance, which proposes slaughtering the competitors on the rugby field. Again, this is a response to the haka from a Pākehā understanding and expectation of communication. Let's now hear a Māori interpretation from Jorge Papotini. He is a kaumātua of Ngāti Toa, from whom kamate originates.
To know and understand this haka kamate is to know and understand its composer, Te Rauparaha. He was born into a life of turmoil. His people had suffered a great defeat. He faced just about extermination as a people, our Ngāti Toa people. We became one of the smallest tribes in this country. And so Te Rauparaha's ancestors have a long history of being placed under adversity. And so this haka kamate, it's talking about the triumph of life over death.
So, the triumph of life over death is quite a different interpretation to slaughtering opponents on the rugby field. This brings me to my final point. The physicality, volume, and confronting nature of haka are not limited to expressions of violence. They are defiant. Haka are a form of expression used to respond to negativity. They can also be really flirty. Think of it like show ponying or flexing. My final example comes from a piece Lillian did earlier in the year on Te Kura Māori o Ngā Tapuwai. The Kura composed a haka responding to the way South Auckland is portrayed in popular discourse and media. The first line opens with, meaning, the vile and unrelenting talk they spout hinders the perception of where we are from. So the moral of the story? Your interpretation of something is not necessarily its intended meaning. Don't form your understanding on a thing based on a person who is ignorant of the true meaning. I'll send you off with Jorge Papotini delivering his iwi's haka kamate.
Kamate, kamate, kaora, kaora. Kamate, kamate, kaora, kaora. Tunei te tonga te puhuru, huru. No, no, iti ki mai, whakawhiti tērā. Hupane, kaupane. Hupane, kaupane, whiti tērā. Tēnā koutou.
was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.